Our closer look tonight is at how some of America's biggest companies reward failure. The salaries paid to many chief executives often seem to defy gravity, often rising higher as their companies flounder. Forbes magazine, famous for its annual rankings of the world's richest people, has compiled a list of dubious distinction, the worst performing bosses, the CEOs getting the most for doing the least. We have a first look, and here's ABC's Dan Harris.
You are looking at one of the worst performing CEOs in America, according to Forbes magazine, which compared executive pay to stock performance. Over the last 6 years, Kevin Scherer of the biotech company Amgen made an average of $12.3 million a year, while his company's stock dropped on average 4% a year. And then there is the worst performing CEO in America, according to Forbes, Angelo Mozzillo of Countrywide, the country's largest home lender, who raked in an average of $66 million a year, while his company nearly collapsed, the stock falling on average 9% a year.
Supposedly, you get paid for performing in corporate America, but you don't. It is like a fourth grade soccer league where everyone gets a trophy.
Overall, CEOs were paid 15% less last year, but check out this number. In 1980, the average CEO made 40 times what the average worker made. Now it's 433 times more, even apparently if you fail.
That's going to sound to a lot of people like the game is rigged.
It is. The game is rigged.
Some in the business world say there have been major reforms in recent years and that most CEOs are fairly compensated.
You have to look at the preponderance of the CEOs and how they're performing and how their pay matches that performance.
But critics say all too often boards of directors, which set CEO pay, are filled with the CEO's cronies.
It's a very incestuous business. People are on each other's boards. They are hired by the chief executive. They're thankful to be in part of the club.
And the best way to shake up that club, he says, is to create public outrage, to remind people that it's still possible to drive your company nearly into the ground and make $66 million a year. Dan Harris, ABC News, New York.